Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz along with Haley Harmon.
Oh, my gosh. I just literally bullied Lee into letting me be the first person to speak and welcome you guys to the new episode. And then the nervousness, like, ooh, I didn't like that at all. It scared me. For some reason, having to make the first utterance of sound to say, like, hello, everyone.
It's like a first kiss. Should I lean in? What happens here?
Like when we start.
Do I need to initiate this? I don't know, but I want to do it.
Dentures in, dentures out.
Right.
In your case. No, on our TV show, you always start the show. But when we pre-tape segments and stuff, we kind of trade off. And even that, I'm like, okay. And then we start and I say whatever I'm going to say. But for some reason, this, because it's so audio based, I was like, oh, I simply can't start. I hate my voice.
Yeah, I do too. It's okay, though.
You hate my voice?
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Well, how are you? You're almost officially 9 months pregnant now. My dad said, I thought a pregnant lady's supposed to get fat.
And I hugged him so much because that was such a backwards compliment, yeah. And I loved it.
My dad met us at Cracker Barrel today with the staff.
Yes.
He was on his way to visit sick people in the hospital, which is what he does.
Yes. He is a
You may know him as the Grim Reaper.
Yes. You. He's got.
No, he's
a Grim Reaper's got to eat.
He goes and prays for people.
Yeah, he's a pastor. He goes and visits people.
Counsels.
Yeah, in their time of need. But anyway, yeah, he met us for lunch.
Which is a different approach than, if he came to me, if I was in the hospital, as my basketball coach, which he was my senior year, he would be like, look at you laying there. What is wrong with you?
Well, Lee,
why don't you put some effort into it?
Maybe you weren't there for...
I was working my tuchus off.
But Lee, you were his...
You're not a good patient.
Okay. What if
get
we
somebody
find out,
else in here to lay in this bed.
What if we find out your dad does treat his parishioners this way? Yeah. When they say, Pastor Cruz, my brother's in the hospital, or, oh, Betty's had a fall, please come visit. He goes in and goes...
Now, what dad does do, which is remarkable, is if he gives you one of those Newt Rockney prayers that he can do, oh, you could run through a wall.
Yeah.
You know, he makes you be... Because my dad truly is connected to God. I mean, he just is.
Yeah.
You know, and he does that walk every day, you know, and so when he speaks... I assume that's how people felt when Moses would talk, mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, well, he's...
A true conduit.
Yes, it's a conduit. So when he gives you the Newt Rockney, go get him speech...
Who's Newt Rockney?
Who's Newt Rockney?
I'm not trying to be funny or disrespectful. I genuinely don't know what you're talking about. And maybe if I had context clues, I would know. But just the name Newt Rockney isn't doing it for me.
He is the George Washington of football coaches. He was the legendary coach of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Like, win one for the Gipper. You've heard of that?
Yes.
The Gipper was a player for Newt Rockney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he would give
before
just...
Before there was Vince Lombardi, there was Newt Rockney.
Okay.
He was the guy, the most famous football coach.
He was an amazing coach, like a winning coach, but just famously gave great speeches, motivational speeches.
Newt Rockney would give you a halftime speech that would Notre Dame would come out and win.
And come out and win.
Hmm. Yeah. So he was the guy, though, that Lombardi and Bill Parcells and Belichick, they all.
Newt spelled N-E-W-T?
K-N-U-T-E. Canute Rockney. Did you find him?
Newt Rockney. Oh, no, I just wrote it down in our notes.
Oh.
Oh, you want me to look at mine?
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing, your little background search on Canute Rockney.
Yeah, I don't want to do a full background search. I'm just going to do a little one.
When did he die?
Oh, he passed away in 1931.
Yeah.
And K-N-U-T-E.
That's what I said.
Oh, I did it
K-N-U-T-E.
I think you did, Canute. But I'd already written N-E-W-T, like Newt Gingrich.
No, Canute. That's why I kept saying Canute.
No, that makes more sense. I just was listening to you, but also not, which is my favorite thing to do. He was born what year, Lee Cruz?
I don't know. 1800.
Oh, Rockney, R-O-C-K-N-E. Boy, he plays hard to get with the spelling of his first and last name.
He was born in 1800 something.
1888.
Okay.
In the Voss municipality of what country?
Italy.
Norway.
Norway.
No, Norway.
Norway.
Okay. He died Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. In a plane crash.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Were you keeping it a secret?
I didn't want to talk about it because okay. I was the pilot. Right. I walked away from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In 1931, near what city and state? Mm. He was traveling to California for a film production about his life when the plane crashed. Mm. That's so sad.
City, you know who played the...
City and state. I'll give you 10 points even for the state.
Colorado.
No.
Was he on his way to Los Angeles?
Yes.
Okay, well, he probably took off in Chicago.
Those flyover states.
So, is it Iowa?
No. One more guess.
It wasn't like Buddy Holly then. Nebraska.
Kansas. And a synonym.
They hit a mountain.
For something really weird. The name of the city
They hit the one mountain in Kansas.
They sure did.
Yeah. No, what was it?
Bazaar, Kansas. B-A-Z-A-A-R. Yeah. That is so sad.
Does it say why it went down? There was probably, I don't think there was either a FAA or a certainly no NTSB.
He had over 100 wins and 3 national championships.
There you go. You know who played the Gipper in the movie, which was the Newt Rockne movie. That's probably what he was going up. You know who the actor was that played the Gipper?
Who?
3 guesses in the first 2. Well, I'll give you 3 guesses. Don't be looking. Don't be looking.
I was trying to find out why the plane went down.
Oh.
Okay. Whoa. So when did that move? What are we talking about?
The Newt Rockne story and yes, the guy, the actor that played the Gipper.
Rock Hudson.
No. He wasn't quite that Cary famous
Grant.
As an actor. No. He wasn't quite an A-list leading man, but a minus or B actor.
Kirk Douglas.
Oh, Kirk Douglas was an A-lister.
I know. I was just trying to think of someone in that era.
I mean, let me see who it is. He would be...
Kirk just passed away not that long ago.
Yeah. He would be like a Josh Brolin today. It's not like you're going to go through... Or a Jeremy Renner. He's not your Chris Hemsworth. He's not your RDJs.
But he's still
pretty... Yeah. During
What's
that,
the first
heyday,
letter of his name?
R.
And it wasn't Rock Hudson.
Was not Rock Hudson. Rock Hudson was too young for that.
Randy Quaid.
No, and it's not Randy Quaid.
Okay. Huh. Those were my top guesses.
This was probably his most critically acclaimed movie. The other movies.
Robert Redford.
No. The other movies he did were Westerns and then a movie with a chimpanzee.
Ryan O'Neill.
No. You're way too young on all of this.
Thank you so much. Lee, I don't have the deep knowledge base of that era.
His career a guy whose career sort of followed his. This guy would be the predecessor.
I don't need any more analogies. I don't need any more explanations.
Would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So he's from another country.
No, he's not. But his career path is similar.
So he became the governor.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan?
There you go.
What?
Yeah.
He played the Gipper?
Yeah.
The Skipper?
The Skipper? He was our Skipper.
Yeah.
Win one for the Gipper. They use that in campaign slogans
yes,
all the time. Let's win one for the Gipper.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. I'm still trying to figure out what caused the plane to go down. At this time, they're just saying it crashed into a wheat field.
Mm. Well, I don't know what poor Newt Rockne.
Oh, the cause of the damage was determined to be that the plane's plywood outer skin was bonded to the ribs and spars with aliphatic resin glue, and flight in rain had caused the bond to deteriorate so that sections of the plywood suddenly separated.
So that
it led to sweeping changes to aircraft design, manufacturing, operation, inspection, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So they went they went to a convertible real quick.
Yeah.
Anybody else feel a breeze?
Wow. He had 4 children, John, William, Mary, and Newt Lars Jr.
Newt Lars. Knute Rockne.
We like to do a tight 15 about him each episode. Yeah. So if this is your first listen, welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Why did we start talking about him? Oh, your dad told me at lunch. I thought when you get pregnant,
we're talking about dad's world famous prayers. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we start talking about your dad's prayers. I kept looking for your dad to sit the way that I often think you lie about most things to me. And I think you've lied about this one because you recently told me now when I sit like this with my hands on my belly, you said you sit like my dad.
Well, my dad, okay.
But your dad, I kept waiting at lunch for your dad to do this.
He wasn't relaxed. He's about to eat. That's predatory mode. When he's relaxed, he'll put his hands on his
belly. Oh, if he's just like on the couch at home.
Yes.
Serious question.
Okay.
There's a fire.
Yes.
Your dad can only save one thing. The only two things of value in the home are you and his dog, Tobias. Mm. Which one is
I'm dead. Tobias is going.
No, your dad will get the dog and then stand at the open door of the burning building and say an inspirational speech to get you to come out. Right. He quotes a Newt Rockne piece. Mm-hmm. I remember learning a newt is like a salamander.
Yes.
Which is like a little lizard.
She turned me into a newt.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got better.
I learned about newts from the movie Harriet the Spy when I was a kid.
I learned about it from the Holy Grail.
God rest her soul, Michelle Trachtenberg. I love her.
Yeah, she's a cutie pie.
She was, yeah.
She was great in Euro Trip.
Yes, and just so talented.
Scoozy,
and yes,
scoozy.
Such health issues, poor thing.
Yeah.
My age exactly. I just adored her. But anyway, so glad to have your dad join us. And yeah, so... What else is going on with you?
I feel good.
I know. You've been a summertime cold. Cold, is it?
Yeah, I don't know if I got it from my attorney.
We have closed door meetings.
Now, Richard and I we went and saw Naked Gun with Liam Neeson, which I recommend. It's very good. It's a fun time. Mm-hmm. But he had been sick the week prior. I thought he was over.
Liam?
Not Liam. Richard. Okay. So I don't know if I got this from him or somewhere else because I haven't been around anyone other than Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, summer colds go around. I always feel like colds to me feel like they should be exclusively pigeonholed into winter.
Yes. When
a
you
summertime
got
a cold,
jacket.
Whenever I have one, I'm like, I can't
it's
believe
irritating.
I'm blowing my nose in a bathing suit.
I don't
suit.
Like it. It's irritating and inconvenient.
It really is.
I just had – do you get – phantom buzzes.
Yes, because
like, I thought my phone was in my back pocket.
My phone has been on vibrate since 2012.
Well, mine before that. And so I'll get phantom buzzes.
I will think that I feel my phone. But I don't really carry my phone in my pocket all that often. Mm. I always have a purse.
Mine's always in my pocket.
Yeah, and so you'll think that it's buzzing.
Yeah, but it's sitting here on the table. Mm-hmm. But I just reached for it because I felt a boop.
You're nuts.
No,
I've done that. No,
not there. It was around back.
I didn't say it was a pleasurable phantom buzz. It's funny you bring that up because I was just reading.
It is funny. Go
because
ahead.
You just are a delight and a
Thank
giggle box.
You.
But no, sometimes when I do like not carry my purse and let's say I have on jeans or something and I do carry my phone in my back pocket, I'm constantly thinking it's going off. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm not used to having it there. But anyway, speaking of phantom pains or phantom buzzes or anything like that. You know, you hear of people that like have to have a leg or an arm amputated or something, and they'll have what they call like, are they phantom pains or ghost pains?
Phantom pain.
Or ghost sensation where they think they can literally still
feel
that leg or feel.
It's been a part of you for your entire, so your brain doesn't all the time process that it's not there, so it's still sending signals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you feel that. There was I love my guy, Justin Willman, the magician. I told you to watch his theater special.
Oh,
you
yeah,
didn't
you
do
love
it.
Him.
But now he's got a other show where he does tricks out in the street. And don't start. But he does the thing where you put a fake arm on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your other. So you can't see your arm. But eventually he would connect the two because he would rub a feather on both the one you can't see and on the fake arm. And you're watching the feather go over the fake arm. But at the same time, you're feeling the sensation until eventually he stops. But now you feel it. Your brain's telling you that's your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he would take a hammer and hit it. And people would jump and scream.
Oh!
They would feel the pain,
yeah.
Even though it's not their arm.
The human brain is scary how strong it is. Well, I bring this up because I saw a TikTok the other day of a girl that just recently had a baby, and she was talking about, here are some interesting things about postpartum that you may have never heard before.
Oh boy.
And she said, I'd heard about this, but this, I guess, was her second baby. She was like, I did not have this with the first one. She said, but I'm having phantom baby kicks.
Oh, sure.
She was like, I've had the baby and I'm holding my baby in my arms, yet I will still feel like the baby's kicking.
Maybe there's another one.
Like, my baby is kicking right now. Like, he's kicking really big. And I've felt, you know, as he gets bigger, like, I feel it all the time. He kicks and moves all the time. And it's just more frequent, stronger baby movements. And I'm so used to it. So I wonder if I still will feel that. Or if, let's say, my stomach gurgles or something, I'll just go ahead and assume, oh, that's the baby kicking. Because I've felt it for 9 months. Not 9 months. You know, I didn't feel it for a while. But I just had never heard that. And I thought that was so interesting.
Sometimes I'll have unwanted movement.
What do you mean?
Well, there's occasionally an area that it'll jump or move. Mm-hmm. Like, hold up here, hoss. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Now, where? What are you talking about?
Well, let's just say it's an area of the body.
Well, thanks for narrowing it down.
And all of a sudden, you'll get almost a donkey kick.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, you know, maybe a miniature donkey, but nonetheless. And it's like, what? Hey! I didn't authorize that.
Guys, I've made myself laugh so many times lately because it happened in a Driving Me Crazy that you guys saw recently on the TV show. Remember, I had that shooting pain in my hips when we were shooting.
Sciatic.
Sciatic pain. And I literally nearly launched myself out of the passenger seat in Lee's car. Well, it happens to me. It's happened to me a couple times since then. Most recently, I was tinkling, as ladies do, pregnant ladies do, all the time. And I nearly fell off the commode because I'm just, you know, going there for my 3,000th tinkle of the day. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, I mean, it literally, had you told me, I don't know what, this shooting pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I was trying to get away from it and I nearly fell off.
It's like a cattle prod, is it?
Yes, basically. And it's just so sharp and sudden and just.
Mm-hmm. A lot of dances were invented that way.
Cattle prods.
Well, no, just shooting pain. And then people go, I liked what she did there.
I liked what she's like, it was awful.
Incorporate that into some other moves.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a lot of people asking me lately.
Saturday Night Fever. You know, the famous pose, John Travolta, sciatic.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, where he's pointing to the sky.
Yeah.
Ow!
Oh!
Staying alive.
I've had a lot of people asking me lately, I guess, because I'm approaching, you know, I'm in the latter. 50. I'm approaching 50. No, I'm in the latter stages of my pregnancy. And a lot of people are saying, are you ready for it to be over? I'm beginning to feel a bit sad.
Nostalgic for it.
I am nostalgic for it already because
hang on.
It's been such a blessing. And I feel like I've finally gotten the hang of being pregnant.
Yes.
Like now this far in, I finally feel like I've accepted it and I'm overjoyed by it. And I feel like I've gotten the hang of being a first-time pregnant person. And so now I'm obviously so excited
to
meet this baby. But I think I'll feel a little like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to miss my bump and the baby and feeling him move. And also, the fact that he's just mine right now.
Well, that was the point I was going to make.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't let you interrupt me the way you wanted.
Once he makes his debut, you are persona non grata. I mean, there's going to be, you know, the sort of half-hearted effort. You okay? How do you feel? But it's all going to be about the baby.
I know.
Let me hold the baby. Let me take care of the baby. What's the baby doing? What'd he do today? Nobody cares about you. How are you going to survive?
Is this you soft-launching that you're never going to speak to me again?
Just the baby.
Just the baby.
Let me see that baby.
Hey, Lee, how are you? Put the baby on the phone.
It's like that. What was that video I showed you about the lady who, her daughter came over to wash her clothes, and she's like, "Where's the baby?"
Oh yeah, the grandma was like,
"Yeah, no, get out of here."
Yeah, she's like, "You didn't bring my grandbaby with you?
Well, I gotta wash our clothes, including the baby's clothes, but you didn't bring the baby. No, turn around.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Don't
ever come over here without the grandbaby."
Yeah, partly it's that I'm gonna have to share the baby because right now I just feel like, he's my little precious thing, and he's just in here, and it's just,
and you can eat what you want. Nobody thinks twice about it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Suppose if you had a bucket of chicken in front of you, and going to town. Nobody's going to go, what a beast.
Leah,
go, oh, she's eating for two.
But Leah, I haven't gotten a, I've eaten like a normal
person.
Well,
why don't you take advantage of it? I would. If I was pregnant, I would just let loose.
They literally say that's one of the main things not to do.
Who are they?
Doctors.
Doctors.
It literally says, like, doctors say that, and also, like, in the What to Expect When You're Expecting baby book that I have, the newest edition, like the Bible for pregnant women.
Buzzkill people.
It could have negative health effects for mom and baby and make the already uncomfortable symptoms of pregnancy worse.
What could? Fried chicken? Let me ask you a question. Did we not beat the Nazis? Yes. And what, were we eating healthy alternatives? No, we were eating fried chicken.
Well, you said, fine, explain to me what you meant a moment ago when you said, oh, I would, if I was pregnant, I'd go hog wild. Or whatever
I
you
would.
Said.
I so would eat whatever I want.
Take me through your day.
Every day would start at the drive-thru at KFC. Give
in
me
the
a
morning?
Give me a bucket.
In the morning?
In the evening.
Your bookends of the day are two buckets?
I you don't know how hard I fight it not to get a bucket of chicken.
Just get two pieces.
Two? Well, I think bring a bucket. It's wonderful. It's glorious.
I love a bucket of
chicken. They put a bucket. You got all the different variety in there, legs and breast and, oh.
Careful.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there have been days like at my baby shower recently, I ate so much and so many sweets because there were cookies and stuff. But, Lee, I think you'd go hog wild like that, but it actually, the days that I have done that, where I've had days where it's really been kind of a lot of food intake.
Yes.
And sugar and just kind of eating whatever. The next day, I really don't feel very good.
And what
and
do you
I
get
already
to do?
Don't feel very good many days because of
there.
Pregnancy symptoms.
And everybody
not
is,
me. I'm still working.
You know,
I still
you
have
could
to clean
come
my
in
house.
Here and go, I don't feel good. I need. And you do. You'll lay right there on that couch. And we
and
let you.
And that's not related to me eating a bucket of chicken for breakfast and then another one for dinner. That's because I already don't feel good. Imagine if then I had the poultry sweats on top of that.
Poultry sweats.
I'm just telling you, it's already hard enough, especially in this third trimester. I'm exhausted. I feel very tired.
When do we get to the fourth?
Things hurt. There is no fourth.
There's always four quarters.
Okay. How many weeks is pregnancy?
Mm-hmm. What is it, like 32, 34, something like that?
I'm about to be 35 on Saturday. 35 weeks, so...
Oh, so 40 weeks
mm-hmm.
is 40.
40 weeks is full term.
10 months is it?
10 months. So why do people say 9 months?
I don't know. I guess they don't count conception.
Because technically, yeah, the first couple weeks of your pregnancy weeks, you weren't actually pregnant. I learned this when I got pregnant because they were like, okay, well, then the gestational age.
What do you mean you're not pregnant? You're pregnant.
The first 2 weeks of pregnancy start from the date of the first day of your last period.
Oh, so, but okay, that's a technicality. You're still pregnant.
There's such a thing as called
a fertilized egg.
Gestational
is what I mean.
Age and fetal age.
Okay, but there's a fertilized egg. You're pregnant.
But not when I was not.
Soon okay. as sperm connects.
You're just yelling at me now?
Egg, and I'm pregnant.
But according to gestation, the medical community views the first 2 weeks before the fertilization and implantation.
Before
as
fertilization.
As part of the pregnancy, because you had to have that period which starts the clock of...
I'm not pregnant. I mean, I'm not... I am pregnant.
What big news? Yes. That starts the clock of pregnancy.
I don't know. All of this, that's legal.
Legal?
Yeah, that sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook, bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo. You're pregnant when the sperm knocks on the door and say, may I enter?
Please don't act like sperm is that polite.
There you go. Now we have a fertilized egg.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you're talking about is gatekeeping for time. Okay, so they're waiting and making it official when you skip your period because the fertilized egg's in there. But to me, you're still pregnant. Soon as deliver the payload.
No, a God in heaven. Agreed. You're pregnant then. I'm saying they tack on 2 more weeks at the beginning of that.
The beginning?
So by the time you're actually
pregnant.
Which
way are you going? Forward or backwards?
Backwards.
They're saying you're pregnant 2 weeks before.
I love that you had such a strong argument and you misheard me on the front end.
You're telling me
Let me read to you about this.
They're saying you were pregnant before a fella came to visit?
Yes.
That's insane.
They're not saying you were pregnant.
That's pregnancy. What you just said, lady.
If you'll listen, all due respect, if you'll just shut your mouth a moment, let me read it.
Try to make sense.
Okay. Yes, we both know logistically a embryo, you know, the sperm and the egg coming together didn't happen until a certain time. But the way pregnancy is tracked in modern medicine, or at least in American modern medicine and in other countries around the world, it includes like the whole pregnancy process began on day one of your period right before you got pregnant. Do you understand?
So what you're trying to tell me is these geniuses are suggesting, let's say you get pregnant on the very last day of ovulation, and that may have been 20 days, right? Before the last period? So now we have fertilized an egg over here.
Why are you so passionate about
Well, listen
this?
To yourself.
I didn't come up with this.
Well, why are you, you're touting it like, oh, this is
Let
my
me read this
This is
to
why
you.
You and I get in fights. This aggravates me. You will just accept any toxic nonsense that comes in because a guy's got a badge or he's wearing a lanyard, and you'll go, that's the gospel. My God, woman. So what you're telling me is they start clocking the day that your period ended.
No, day one of your period.
Okay, day one of your period, even though you don't get knocked up till 20 days later.
Please.
And they're counting that as pregnancy. Yes. This is insane.
The biggest sham in American history.
So they've tacked on 20 extra days.
Listen.
That's almost a month.
Okay. In my case, it was give or take like 2 weeks, according to my doctor. Okay, now listen here. Listen here.
Right.
So this is according to the pregnancy app I use called Flow, and it says week zero because it tracks every week of my pregnancy. Although this week is considered to be the first week of pregnancy, you actually had your period at the time. As a rule, the estimated due date is calculated by using the first day of the last menstruation, since it's often impossible to determine the exact
of conception
day of conception.
Oh, I see what they're doing. So, okay.
Really? Had you just
No. Listen.
Okay. I wish you would.
The financier. Jeffrey Epstein, the financier.
Jeff. Sorry, if you don't know the video we're talking about, it's a clip from Conan that is absolutely.
Nice try. That's my favorite thing he does in that podcast. He goes, ha! Nice try. Anyway,
pregnancy is calculated this way because even if you know the exact date you ovulated, and a lot of people don't, it's still difficult to be certain of the moment your baby was conceived.
So they're just looking for a hard date, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Okay,
they just want a hard date.
So now that I've explained it and you said, okay, that makes sense, then you started to launch into yet another diatribe of Lee Cruz's vast knowledge of women's health. So go ahead. I do feel that I interrupted you. Finish
No, it's fine. Okay, so
it's still now what's your
it's
beef
not
now
as
that I've
bad,
explained it to you?
It's not as bad, which you want to get me going.
Want to get you going.
Is
my
what,
job
what,
every
what
day
they,
is to call
instead
you
of BC and AD.
Lee,
they use the CE time nonsense, common era. And what's common about it? I wonder, is there anything we could point to that we call it the common era?
Can we stay on this topic?
No, I'm just saying it's along the same lines of we're trying to find a date to agree upon. And the real date, even though you may not know exactly, although I don't know, I mean, how often are you, you know, enjoying yourself there? You could probably knock it down to the day it happened. Unless you're just living like an animal over there.
That is what my grandmother said to my aunt when she announced her third pregnancy. Oh my God, you all just live like animals over there. Mom! Sorry, I was just shocked. Congratulations. No, I guess what they're saying is here's a date we can all agree on.
Yes.
They know there's give or take, but again, they
but
can't
determine.
But the give
or take is like 2 or 3 weeks. That's crazy. That's you're not going to get those boys back from Apollo 13 with that
Listen,
kind of science.
It's not just, what do you think happens when the sperm and the egg meet? What is what immediately happens next?
Well, according to science, a spark. Life.
It takes, there's a range, yes, there's a range of days, though. What is it called when the egg and the sperm?
Can I tell you this little fun fact? I think they have tracked, like, at the moment of conception, when the egg enters, there is like a burst, poof, of energy, almost like light.
Oh, cool.
Is given a boom.
Yeah.
Where the magic happens.
Yeah.
And then, to tie this all up in a nice little bow for you, the Shroud of Turin,
yeah,
which is displayed in Turin, Italy, as you know, the death shroud of Jesus,
yeah,
that was made through photosynthesis. I mean, that's what they determined. Mm-hmm. A burst of energy that can only be created by light.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, huh?
It is cool.
Yeah. What's your point?
I'm saying it makes sense. They're like, okay, we can't exactly determine exactly what day you got pregnant, because then you also have to allow room for the implantation, which takes a while, because the egg, once it's fertilized, has to travel down the fallopian tube and then figure out where it's going to implant in the uterus.
Right.
And that doesn't happen like clockwork. It happens over a period of days. So basically,
well, because of traffic.
Because of traffic.
You got all kinds of
so basically,
delays.
I think the way they're trying, it's just like, here's a date we can all agree on. This is the day you had your last, you started your last.
I swear to God. When are they get rid of that IUD? Did you see the... what's my fella I love, Luke?
Skywalker.
No, Luke Holloway, whatever. One of the Tinder. He takes Tinder conversations and turns them into song. And one of them is actually almost a mainstream hit now with that, how many, what's the song? How does it go? Is how many baby daddies do you have? And I have one daughter.
That's like, one daughter.
But there's another one he did. It didn't blow up, but it was a tender conversation, and I've lost my thought. What was it about?
Say potato.
No, not that one. No, it was another one.
Another, I don't know.
Oh, about, and I, she goes, he goes, girl, I like get you pregnant. And she says, I have an IUD. And he goes, damn, stop drinking and driving. I'll come get you.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, that's DUI. He goes, the same thing.
Actually, no.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Do you think...
What do I think?
Like you, he refuses to admit that he's wrong? Or do you think he would say, oh, whoops?
No, I think that guy was an idiot.
Yeah. Do you ever
think... What am I wrong about?
Pregnancy weeks thing.
How am I wrong about it? I'm trying to contemplate and understand.
I don't want to keep talking about it.
Why they measure time that way.
I just explained it to you.
Okay, and I'm all right with that.
Oh, thank you. I'll let him know.
But it's still not the real date.
How would we know the real date?
Well,
you gonna set up a GoPro in there?
If you were a good, godly woman, you only do it once a month.
But again, even after that.
But instead, what are we doing? It's like a flat house over there.
That day, you don't know. It doesn't happen immediately.
Oh.
Sperm can survive in the female body for something like 5 days.
Not mine. My guys are like, well, nothing here, boys. Let's pack up.
We should have said at the top of this, although we didn't know it would not be appropriate for... This is a PG...
I'm telling you, I think it'd be hilarious if you and I went to a high school and taught health.
Okay.
Let's set that up. Get Nikita on the horn.
Okay.
I don't know what school system will take that chance.
Which one do her kids go to? Her children come into their health class and it's you and me up there.
Oh, that'd be embarrassing for them.
Yeah, Lee, that's the point. No, I love Nikita's kids. I would never want to embarrass them.
Kids need to be embarrassed. To a certain level.
As a former kid...
Now, I don't mean
I don't like to be embarrassed then, now, or in the future.
I don't mean like, ha ha, your parents are divorced, embarrassment. I mean just like, you know, where dad's waiting for you out front screaming, I love you, dressed as a Marx brother.
Yeah. I think it's best you chose not to have children to this point.
I didn't choose it.
Your guys just packed up because
no.
Your seed could find no
purchase? I was told no repeatedly. By every adoption agency that I visit.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you got in there?
Because I feel like the children you would torment.
I would not torment.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's a downer.
I know. I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a joke. And then you, what?
You know what? It's raining and I'm just going to walk in it.
No, don't. I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a joke. Maybe that was too far.
That was hilarious. I thought. Let's make a joke about a fatherless man. No, I got a father. A childless man while you're giving birth over there to a chunker.
So you're jealous.
Not jealous.
Then what is the truth?
I'm not jealous.
You're jealous that he's so rotund, according to my doctor?
No, you and I both love fat babies. I know. Fat babies are healthy babies.
They are. That's what my grandma always said.
Yeah, you love biting on them. Nibbling.
Ooh, I like to just kiss on them, and I like to squeeze them.
You kind of sink your teeth in there a little bit, not don't me. You? On a foot?
Uh-uh.
On a fat foot.
Or maybe just like a little.
Yeah, you got to do that.
You're playing with them, and they're like, hee hee.
Yeah. Give me that foot.
I'll say this to you.
Yeah.
If the adoption agencies or anyone else in your life, if you ever are find yourself in a fatherly position, I know you'd knock it out of the park. Yeah. Okay? But if I find you biting my child's feet.
Well, you better not stick it in my mouth.
Why would he stick it in your mouth?
Babies love doing that. You want to do some questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's a Noah fishing for a gift. He goes, what's the first thing you'd buy me and my wife if I got a new home?
Oh, like a housewarming present. Mm. Ooh.
Probably
ooh,
a different ooh, set of locks ooh, for Heidi.
So she could lock him out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Okay. Have a good time.
Sure.
What? I'm not sure what you mean. Are you over there?
No.
Oh.
Kelly.
Lee, we didn't answer his question.
I'm not getting him anything for a house.
Why? Housewarming presents are so nice.
I'm going to give him some money at some point.
I have one daughter. Okay, I would get...
Here's 20 bucks.
I love to get people...
Have a good time.
Because this would be, let's say he and his wife got a home. This would be their first home, like a homeowner purchase.
You know what would be a good gift? A Roomba.
Oh, Roomba. Oh, you know what? A Roomba would be a great gift. I got, when Bridget bought her first home, when Noah Day bought his first home, and then a couple of my friends, when they bought their first home, I like to get something engraved with the address on it. Like a cutting board, or we're from Kentucky, like a bourbon barrel head that says like our first home in the address.
A manatee mailbox.
A manatee mailbox.
It's a mailbox in the shape of a manatee.
Is that what that is?
It could be.
I just thought it was where the manatees receive U.S. mail.
What advice would you give someone going through a friend breakup? Why would you go through a friend breakup? That doesn't sound right.
That's not a very good friend. Horrible.
Not me.
Friendship breakups are horrible.
It's not true. I had one, but now I've reconciled that.
Okay. So what advice would you give to someone who, let's say, is on the front end of that where you had a friendship fall apart? And I think I know what you're referring to.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to
just give it some time and then, you know, make the call and go, hey, let's talk.
Yeah.
And you sit down across the table from them. You put your handgun on the table. That way everybody understands each other. And you speak.
Mm-hmm. Only when spoken to. I have had a couple of friendship breakups. But like, I've had friendship disagreements. And I think to your point, I've had some where it was finally like, we got to talk this out because the friendship was so worth saving and worthwhile. Mm-hmm. We just need to talk out a couple things. And it's like one of the strongest friendships I have. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, when you're able to talk through things and be real with this person, you know, a friendship is a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we think a romantic relationship is a big thing. But no, if it's a true friendship, you're able to work through things. Mm-hmm. So I've had like a friendship like hiatus where then we got back together and it was wonderful. But I've also had friendship breakups where I am so much better off no longer speaking to that person because they were horrible. And what do you... Lee's on the ground doing what appears to be push-ups. How many is that? 12, 30? I don't know how many he's doing and I don't know why he's doing it. But he is doing push-ups. Oh, I see. Okay, the next question came from Bridget, and it was, what's one healthy thing you wish you'd be able to incorporate into your daily life? I think Lee's answer would be daily push-ups. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I started this thing.
Just now?
Yeah.
What daily healthy habit? A couple of push-ups.
No, actually, I started this morning. But I thought, quit being an idiot and just make yourself do 100 a day. Do 20 at a time.
Did you just do 20?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could not do 20 push-ups.
Well, no, not in that shape that you're in.
Actually, they might be easy because I just have to go like this and then my belly touches the ground. I'm like, that's a full one. That was amazing.
It was. 20, I used to be able to do
1,000.
No. I mean, in one rep, I could do a lot more than that when I was
I mean, that's amazing to me. Ugh. I've never been good at push-ups. I've never been good at upper body strength of any sort, and I've never really done anything to be better at it. I should.
So now I've got 40 under my belt.
Very nice.
60 more to go today. Now I sound like Jerry Cloud.
Something healthy I would like to be able to do is work in more strength workouts. I'm a big cardio person. Like, I go for a walk every day, even if it's a short one, no matter what. Or just some sort of cardio thing every day. It makes me feel good. I should do more strength training. They say, especially as you get older, it's very important to have muscle strength.
Yeah. They say that. But they also say, we don't know when the baby came.
They know when the baby came. Oh, what day was your baby born? We don't know.
We'll just track it, say, that month.
Lee, your beef with the medical community has nothing to do with me.
No, it has to do with me. And they almost killed me one time. Yeah.
Okay, well, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
I don't think. Is there something you want to do?
What, a confession?
Yeah, that was
no,
weird.
No, like, I don't have anything to confess. No.
Well, let's say, I think we tried this before and you hated it, so I obviously want to do it again. As we end the podcast today, let's say one thing we like about ourselves.
And about one thing ourselves. We like about
you hate it. And one thing we like about each other. Guys, is a good exercise that you can do
to strengthen your friendships
and also to make your, you need to love yourself.
I like the way your brain works. I like how you're always on the same wavelength with me. That has been our special gift since we met each other.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Your brain is broken, much like mine. And so it just works that way. We're always trying to turn the phrase first.
I just always thought that I was funny and blessed to be so and witty. Like, even I'm always shocked at most of the things I say that are funny. I'm as shocked as the listener. But one time Bridget said to me, she goes, yeah, what? Because Bridget, you know, worked with you and I in our old news life, too. And Bridget one time said, yeah, Haley, you were so funny. And I always knew something dark must have happened to her.
Yeah.
She said, because all the best funny people have...
Most of the time
have not trauma always, or bad things that have happened to them. Or not something necessarily, as they say, big T trauma, little T trauma.
Right.
Basically, it's a coping mechanism. It's a talent, right. But it's also a coping mechanism that you use to help yourself through tough times. Mm. And now... you use it to bless other people and just live your life.
The real broken people, because I think anybody can be funny, and a lot of people are funny, but where you start to see the victims show up is in performance, where it's not just about being funny, it's they have to be loved by strangers because they're obviously missing something.
Right.
And that's you.
What?
She says, what? In front of a microphone.
Oh. No, and so I even just now I thought, oh, how funny and how blessed we are that we've worked together a long time in television and podcasting and everything. So I feel like we do play off each other very well. And so I do appreciate that about you as well. Like, you just started doing push-ups. Who else could you be doing a show with that then was like, oh, I know why he's doing this?
Yeah, you saw.
Someone else would have been like, great, he's having a psychotic episode.
Like, there was a group of us walking across the street. And I see a sign, and I just read it out loud, and it's a new store that's coming. And I went, ah, hell, Maria's home. And within a second, you knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. The entire group discussed it for the next 2 minutes of like, what does that mean? What's he talking about? Until you explain it to him.
I was like, he was just making a joke. Like,
there's a sign there.
And the store was...
Bridget was the first to get it after you. She's like, ow! Ha!
That's right. That's right.
So, but then the kids were still bamboozled.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny. Loved it. Okay. Now for the hardest part, say something nice about yourself.
I don't have anything nice to say. Thank you.
I like that I've dedicated myself to, because something you've pointed out to me and cut me to my core about is that I start a lot of new things and I don't finish them. Like you always say, like fads, or I fall for things, or the latest trends and things. Mm. I'm very proud of myself that early in my pregnancy, I dedicated myself to doing what I could to prevent stretch marks. Now, from what I've read, sometimes they're hereditary or genetic, and there's not that much you can do. But I'm very proud to say that since the beginning of my pregnancy, I've used anti-stretch mark lotion every single day.
But we don't know if it worked yet.
And I have not a single stretch mark.
Well, of course not yet. You're expanding. We got the stretch marks.
We have a little over a month left.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, those results don't get judged until after the baby. So let's not get too excited.
I'm just proud I stuck with something.
Good for you.
And B, in my mind, it's working right now.
Well, we'll see.
We won't see.
What do you mean we won't? I'd show you if I had stretch marks.
Oh, hooray. I don't want to see. Why do you have to shit on everything I say? I take back everything nice I said about you.
You never said anything nice.
You hope I get stretch marks.
No, I don't. No. It's the last thing I want to look at.
Then why won't you just say, Haley, that's great that you stuck with something. And wow, that's great you don't have stretch marks.
Well, good. You put some cream on yourself. That's awesome. Every day. I don't know how you did it. My God.
What a condescending piece of crap. Well, good. You put some cream on yourself. That's awesome.
When we think about the sacrifice American women have made since the founding of this nation.
That's an outtake I saw on TikTok from the Righteous Gemstones. Judy, the daughter, the younger brother comes over. She goes, oh, you can't just come in my house right now. I'm getting ready for bed. I'm busy putting on creams. I was like, yes, the amount of creams it takes. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It's okay to be happy about something on your body and happy that you did something. So,
I think it is. It's
really?
A lot of work.
Oh, congrats.
You had the pioneer women traversing this great land. You had Rosie the Riveter taking up a man's job in the industrial side of America. And then you got you putting on cream every night. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm adjusting in my seat to get ready to unload on you.
You're going
to
unload.
Go ahead and say something nice about yourself.
I don't have anything nice to say.
I agree. You shouldn't, because you're worthless.
Well, you're not going to get an argument.
You're the dumbest person I've ever seen. Mm. Newt Rockne would have kicked you off the team.
Canute Rockne.
Ronald Reagan would have kicked you out of the state of California.
The Gipper. And again, you're coming at me this hard because you put stretch cream?
Because you
Where do you
just
put it,
let
by
me
the
say
way?
Something to-
Where
do you think? On my stomach.
Oh. Oh, like on the side there? Is that where you'd get it?
Everywhere. You can get them everywhere.
Maybe
and
I
know most research has shown most of the creams we use don't actually do anything, that it's almost entirely based on your genetics, meaning what your skin, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why I talk to you.
What about Elmer's glue? Have you thought about it?
Have you?
Yes.
Put it in your mouth. Don't do that. That would be bad for you.
I may need some next week.
What for?
Because I could possibly have surgery. I don't know yet.
Don't try to make me care. Because it is not going to work. You're having oral surgery. Don't act like they're...
Oh, yeah, that's a walk in the park.
I've had oral surgery.
Not like this.
What are they going to do to you that's so exceptional?
Lobotomy. And they start in the mouth. I don't know. I may have to have bone graft, gum replacement.
When are you going to the dentist to find out if this is actually happening?
Next Monday. All due to not hanging on to a bite guard. It was lost.
I'm actually glad we're doing this. That's something I hate about you. Is that you don't take care of what you have. And then you bitch about it.
What do you mean I don't take care of what I have?
You recently finally admitted that you've had braces and Invisalign throughout your life and that you've chose not to wear your retainers. And now...
I lost that. The bite guard.
Could they not make you a new one in the 4 years?
Well, no one asked me.
It's not their job to ask you. It's your job to call the doctor. If I ran out of contacts, am I like, well, I guess I'll wait for the doctor to call?
That's not the way that I'm talking about when I go back there. The optometrist would ask, are you wearing your contacts? And you'd have to say no.
What about the dentist?
Asked, right. That's what I'm saying. They didn't ask, are you using your bite guard? And they would just go, you look good. Everything's fine. So I said, eh, bite guard, schmite guard. But apparently I've got movement.
Woe is me.
Fine. You're not going to be the person I call when they say it's terminal. You've lost not just your ability to hang on to your teeth, but your ability to hang on to life.
What?
Oh, sure. A periodontist will tell you that.
Yikes.
You'll hear the tone. Beep.
And I'll say, oh, bye.
Yeah. And on that bombshell.
And on that bombshell. What a roller coaster this episode has been. Put her there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What is it?
Are you sweaty or did you just put on lotion?
Where did I put on lotion?
Then why did you say?
I just did 20 push-ups.
Then why did you say, oh?
I didn't say, did you, oh.
Yes, you did.
You did, and
we
I went.
Slapped hands, and
you
went,
oh. And I went, ooh. I thought you were excited.
I thought I just was so happy about the hands.
Yes.
The
I was
slap,
matching
I
your energy. I thought, oh.
You thought
we've had
that
a moment.
Was one hell of a high five. No, I was shocked at the moisture.
Boy, I wish I had a nickel. For every time. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening to Lee and Haley Overtime. Again, you can watch our TV show Monday through Friday at if you're in Lexington on Fox 56 or Tupelo, Mississippi, or you want to watch us in Bowling Green at WBKO. We're there at 1, I believe, on ABC. And then, of course, we're about to – oh, I forgot about Macon, Georgia, our friends down there on NBC 41 at 10, I think. And then we're about to debut in Louisville, coming up in about 3 weeks. And then also Evansville, Owensboro's on the way, too, on the CW.
Yes.
All right. That's it.
I'd shake your hand, but I really don't want to. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. Rate, review, subscribe. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Goodbye.